welcome to the November 4th edition of Waxy's Dargo, your Celtic Connection music radio show, coming to you live here on 101.5 UMFM. So if you can, try and hang in there for the next hour as I once again share with you what I feel is some of the best music out there with a Celtic edge to it from both near and afar. To start off today's show, we're going to head over to Glasgow as we take a listen to a band called Pipe Down. It's been around since 1998. We're going to hear a medley of three tunes that includes Tar the House, the Periwig, and the Coolin. And this track features the piping of Lee Moore, who comes from the County Tyrone. Pipe Down, here on 101.5.
1, 2, 3, 4. We'll be right back. sun was warm. Wildflowers decked the country lane, and summer came again. But the wonder of nature's precious chain soon lies broken and torn with the wind of change. It's gone for greed of our gold and our silver, for the greed of our gold and our silver. By riverbank, kingfisher flies, his royal blue before our eye. Water swims with silver glide, the heron, he waits the tide. But fast our poison, now it flows, and the fish lie dead upon the stone. Gone for greed of our gold and silver, for the greed of our gold and silver. And to the north salmon go, where wooded hills are capped with snow. Jeweled lakes lace through the land, beyond the mountains stand. But acid rain is born from southern shores, brings death with each drop that softly falls. Children, they do grow. How will we teach them? How will they know the beauty of our earth and sky when so much will vanish and die? The memory, like a dream from long ago, to remind us of the love our Maker showed. Gold or silver, for the greed of our gold or silver, for the greed of our gold or silver.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, my name is Lyle, and you're listening to Waxy's Dargle, your Celtic Connection music radio show, coming to you live here on your campus and community radio station 101.5 UMFM from the University of Manitoba. And as part of our opening set on this afternoon's show, we just heard the Medieval Babes with a piece of music called An Adult Lullaby. Comes from an album titled Selva Nos. And I haven't heard too much from the band recently, but it was one of my favorite groups over the past years. Before the Medieval Babes, we heard England's Jake Walton joined in by Jez Lowe for a song called Gold and Silver. Comes from an album titled To a Roo that the duo released back in 2001. Kicked off today's show with a band from Glasgow called Pipe Down. And we heard a medley of three tunes. Started off with a piece of music called Tar the House, written by Alan MacDonald. And then that was followed up by a traditional piece called The Periwig. And then closed off with Coolin, written by the late Martin Bennett. Comes from an album titled Rogue that Pipe Down released in 2006. And as I mentioned, the piping on that track was handled by Lee Moore, who comes from the County Tyrone. This is a good place to mention that if you have a special request or suggestions for any Celtic-flavored music that you'd like to hear on upcoming Waxy's Dargle shows, or if you have any questions or comments about the music you're listening to on today's show, or would just like to say hi, you can give me a call here at the studio this afternoon at 204-269-UMFM. That's 269-8636. And you can always get in touch by sending an email to Waxy's. That's spelled W-A-X-I-E-S at shaw.ca. Let's take a short break, and then I'll be right back with some music by Runa, a fine Celtic folk quintet from Philadelphia. We'll also hear the Tiller's Folly from British Columbia, and then a piece of music from Alberta's The McDades. So stay with us. Up next, a song by Runa. As I mentioned, they come from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and it's made up of five musicians, including percussionist Cheryl Prasker, who was born and raised in Montreal. Featuring the vocals of Shannon Lambert Ryan, here's Runa with a track from their fourth album called Rary's Hill, here on 101.5.
Wandered round the lawn, starting Bye. innocence is blithe and free as summer days were long. But a bonny Westland weaver lad has got me change my song. To the weaver's skin you go, fair maids, to the weaver's skin you go. I read you right, gang there at night, to the weaver's skin you go. My mother sent me to the town to walk, play, and walk. But the weary, weary warp, you know it has got me sigh and sob. To the weaver's skin you go, fair maids, to the weaver's skin you go. I read you right, gang there at night, to the weaver's skin you go. With a net in every knot and through. To the weaver's skin you go, fair maids, to the weaver's skin you go. I read you right, gang there at night, to the weaver's skin you go.
From Alberta, made up of Shannon Johnson and her two brothers, Solon and Jeremiah McDade. And we heard one of my favorite arrangements of a poem written by Robbie Burns back in 1788. It's called "Tay the Weavers, Gin Ye Go." And this comes from an album titled For Real, and Real is spelled R-E-E-L, which the McDades released back in 2002. And the McDades won a Juno Award in 2007 for Group Roots and Trad Album of the Year. Before the McDades, we heard a band from British Columbia called the Tiller's Folly. The album is titled A Ripple in Time, and we heard a medley of jigs It started off with Calico Hills, followed up by The Bride's Veil, then The Sparrowhawk, and closed off with The Fresh Hit. Starting off that set from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, the group Runa with Rary's Hill, one of my favorite tracks from an album titled Current Affairs, released back in 2014. And Rary's Hill is actually located on the outskirts of Dundee, Scotland. A reminder that you can give me a call here at the studio this afternoon. So let me know what you think of the show and any Celtic-flavored music that you would like to hear on upcoming Waxies Dargle shows by calling 204-269-8636. And as I mentioned before, you can always get in touch by sending an email to Waxies, that's spelled W-A-X-I-E-S, at shaw.ca. And I'll do my best to try and track any of your requests down and get them on the air for you. You can check out today's and past show playlists, as well as available Waxies Dargle podcast by going to the programming schedule under the programming tab on the new UMFM homepage, and that's at umfm.com, and then scroll down to Waxies Dargle at 5 p.m. on Sunday afternoon. You can also check out our weekly playlists and like us on the Waxies Dargle Facebook page at Waxies Dargle Radio. Getting back to some more music. Up next, a band called Real Time, a traditional Celtic band from the Scottish Borders area. We're going to hear a song featuring the vocals of Kenny Spears, all about the Galloway Hills. Real Time, here on 101.5.
Oh, the Galloway Hills are covered with broom, with heather bells in bonny bloom. Aye, with heather bells and river saw, and I'll gang to the hills, oh Galloway. I'll tack my lady, contented to be a wee bit tilted up in my knee. And I'll gee my pipes and never blow, and I'll gang to the hills of Galloway. Oh, the Galloway hills are covered with broom, with heather bells in bonny bloom. Aye, with heather bells and river saw, and I'll gang to the hills of Galloway. For I say, bonny lassie, will you come with me to share your lot in a far country? For to share your lot when doom falls off, and go down to the hills of Galloway. Oh, the Galloway hills are covered with broom, with heather bells in bonny bloom. Aye, with heather bells and river saw, and go down to the hills of Galloway. and I'll sell my reel. I'll sell my granny's spinning wheel. I will sell them more when Dun falls o'er, and we'll gang to the hills, we'll Gallawong. Oh, the Gallawong hills are covered with bloom, with heather bells in bonnie bloom. Aye, with heather bells and rivers o'er, and we'll gang to the hills, we'll Gallawong.
Musgrave to the church did go to see fine ladies there. And some were dressed in velvet red and some in velvet pale. And then in came Lord Barnard's wife, the fairest among them all. And she cast her eye on the little Musgrave, as bright as the summer sun. Says Musgrave unto himself, this lady's heart I've won. For I have loved you, fair lady, for long and many's a day. And I have loved you, me little Musgrave, and never a word I'd say. But I have a bower in Bucklesford Berry, and it's my heart's delight. And I'll take you back there with me if you'll lie in me arms all night. But standing by was a little foot page from my lady's coat he ran. Barnard's man. And me Lord Barnard shall hear of this, so whether I sink or swim. And everywhere the bridge was down, he'd enter the water and swim. Me Lord Barnard, you are a man of life. When Musgrave is at Bucklesford Berry, sleep with your wedded wife. This be true, me little foot page, this thing thou tellest me, that all the gold in Bucklesford Berry gladly I'll give to thee. But if this be a lie, me little foot page, this thing thou tellest me, from the highest tree in Bucklesford Berry hanged you will be. Go saddle me the black, he said, go saddle me the gray. I think I hear Lord Barnard's men, I wish I was away. Is not your hawk upon its perch, your steed eats oats and hay? And you a lady in your arms, and still you would away. Oh, lie still, me little Musgrave, and shield me from the cold. It's nothing but a shepherd lad a-bringing his flock to fold. So they turned around and they turned around and then they went to sleep. And when they awoke, Lord Barnard's men were standing at their feet. And how do you like my bed, he said, and how do you like my sheets? And how do you like my fair lady who's in your arms asleep? It's well I like your bed, he said, the it gives me pain, but I'd rather than £100 to be on yonder plain. Rise up, me little Musgrave, rise up and then put on said, in this country I slayed a naked man. But there are two swords here by my side, full dear they cost my purse. And you shall have the best of them, and I shall have the worst. So slowly, so slowly he got up, so slowly he put on. So slowly he went down the stairs, a-thinking to be slain. But the first blow little Miles Gray struck, it hurt Lord Barnard sore. But the next blow that Lord Barnard struck, a little Miles Gray ne'er struck more. And how do you like his cheeks, he said, and how do you like his chin? And how do you like his dead body, now there's no life within? Though you're dead, me little Musgrave, it's still for you I'll pray. It's well I like his cheek, she said, it's well I like his chin, and it's more I like his dead body than all your kith and kin. He's taken out his long, long sword to strike the mortal blow, and through and through the lady's heart the cold steel it did go. Barnard cried to put these lovers in, with the lady on the upper hand, for she came of better kin. For I have killed the bravest knight that ever rode a steed, and I have slain the fairest lady that ever did a woman's deed. It fell upon a holy day, as many as in Musgrave to the church did go to see fine ladies there.
Well, mama has a gypsy in her flight. When you see her show the moon is full of rubbish, wearing all her wealth in gold. And she calls me love child, she calls me come and fly to the light. She has the heart of a gypsy. I know. Secrets still untold.
that was Figgy Duff, a band that played a major role in Newfoundland musical cultural renaissance of the 1970s and 80s. The band was formed back in 1976 by Noel Dinn, and who died of cancer in 1993. Pamela Morgan carried on for a while and then disbanded the band soon after the death of Noel. We heard a song called A Heart of a Gypsy, one of my favorite tracks on an album that Figgy Duff released back in 1990 called Weather Out the Storm. Before Figgy Duff, by special request, we heard Vancouver Island's Eileen McGann with her arrangement of Child Ballad Number 81, a ballad all about the story of Little Musgrave. You can find this arrangement on an album called Heritage that Eileen released back in 1997. My name is Lyle, and I missed one there. I forgot to tell you all about Real Time, who started off that set. We heard their arrangement of the Galloway Hills, and this comes from an album titled Home Thoughts. Now I'll tell you that my name is Lyle, and you're listening to Waxy's Dargle, your Celtic Connection music radio show, coming to you here on your campus and community radio station, 101.5 UMFM. Let's take one more break, and then I'll be right back to wrap up today's show, so don't run away. I hope that you've enjoyed the mix of music on this afternoon show, and you're invited to tune in again next Sunday right here on 101.5 UMFM at 5 o'clock for another hour of music with a Celtic edge to it. So until next time, thanks for being with us this afternoon, and remember that peace and love never go out of style. To take us out for today, first we have a band from Regina called Iron Brew. We're going to hear a song featuring the lead vocals of Gord Fish, a former artistic director of the Regina Folk Festival. The album is called Are You My Sister, and the song is all about the Hoss of Cromdale. Then we'll follow that up with a piece of music by a fine Canadian fiddler from Vancouver Island. Her name is Trish Claire Peck, and we're going to hear a medley of two pieces of music that she wrote. The first one is called Dawson's Tumble, and the second one is called The Blackout Reel. The album is titled Dawson's Tumble. So good night, take care, have a great week. Until we catch you next time here on 101.5, stay tuned for Gail up next with the Comfort Cafe. Here's Iron Brew and Trish Claire Peck. Bye for now.
As I came in by Ashendoon, a little wee bit fray the tone, to the Highlands I was bound to view the Hawes of Cromdale. I met a man in tartan trews, I spied at him, what was the news? He says the Highland army rues that there they came to Cromdale. We were in bed, sir, every man, when the English host upon us came. A bloody battle then began upon the Hawes of Cromdale. The English horse, they were so rude, they bathed their hooves in healing blood, but our brave clans, they boldly stood upon the Hawes of Cromdale. But alas, we could no longer stay, for o'er the hills we came away. Sore do we lament the day that ere we came to Cromdale. Thus the great Montrose did say, can you direct the nearest way? For I will o'er the hills this day and view the halls of Cromdale. Alas, my lord, you're not so strong, you scarcely have 2,000 men. There's 20,000 on the plain, stand rank and file on Cromdale. Well, thus the great Montrose did say, I say, direct the nearest way, for I will o'er the hills this day and view the halls of Cromdale. They were at dinner, every man, when the great Montrose upon them came. A second battle then began upon the halls of Cromdale. The Grants, Mackenzie, and Mackay, soon as Montrose they did espy, well then they fought most valiantly upon the halls of Cromdale. MacDonald's they returned again, the Camerons did their standard join, the Mackintosh played a bloody game upon the halls of Cromdale. MacGregor's fought like lions bold, MacPherson's none could them control, MacLachlan's fought like loyal souls upon the halls of Cromdale. MacDougalls and McNeils, so boldly as they took the field, they made their enemies to yield upon the halls of Cromdale. The Gordons boldly did advance, the Frasers fought with sword and lance, the Grahams made the heads to dance upon the halls of Cromdale. The loyal Stuarts are with Montrose, so boldly set upon their foes, brought them down with healing blows, brought them down at Cromdale. Of 20,000 of Cromwell's men, 500 fled to Aberdeen. The rest of them lay on the plain upon the halls of Cromdale.